Hi, this is Dr. Joe, and today we're going to look at two aspects of pharmaceuticals and timing. The chance finding of some old drugs in a pharmacy led researchers to test whether the medicines were still active. Some of these had expired between 30 and 40 years ago, yet 86% of these medications, which were still in their packets and unused, were found to be active. So in other words, they could be taken. This is not saying that we should keep our medications for years and years and then use them. They don't get better like some wines. It does mean that if you have taken something and then find that it expired a couple of months ago, you don't need to worry about it. The FDA in the USA is now also looking at the issue of use-by dates, and it may well be that current recommendations are too short and that most medications are in fact quite safe for years longer than is currently listed on their packets. Now, this will be a case of watch this space. The other interesting thing about pharmaceuticals and timing is when should we rush to embrace new drugs? The Public Citizen Office in the US has recommended that we wait 7 years. The reason for this is that if a drug is going to be withdrawn from the market, or if major problems with side effects which had not shown up in short-term trials on small numbers of people are likely to show up within the first 7 years. So by that stage, safety is pretty well established. Obviously, not everybody can wait that long, because otherwise we would have no data. Equally, there is a tendency for patients and doctors to want to use the newest drug just because it is the newest. For people who are stable on their medications, who are doing well on them and don't have any side effects, there's not going to be any benefit in going to a new medication. Even for a lot of people starting on a tablet, it doesn't automatically follow that you should be on the newest for that reason alone. New drugs are most likely to be beneficial, and the benefits are likely to outweigh the risks where either they haven't done well on what is currently available or there have been side effects. So, we shouldn't throw out all new drugs, but we should be a little bit more cautious in their use. Pharmaceuticals and timing, interesting aspects of them, and we've looked at two issues of those today.